Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, I hope you've been listening to the first hour, and you've been carried over to the second one, and the third, I hope. But I'm saying there's only two kinds of people. There's a third kind is very rare, the one that knows how to say no. That's it, and without swallowing anger. In other words, stand your ground, and you can see clearly when somebody's angry, and understand the dynamic. And it's a battle, a war of energy. You feel my energy? I'm just ratcheting it up a little bit artificially, I'm sorry to say, because I shouldn't be doing that. But I'm just making a point. Feel my energy. Feel where I'm coming from. And if you encounter me, don't expect me to yield very easily or at all. Expect to feel paralyzed. And if you do harm, and you can, it will backfire on you. And you will die very quickly after that. Just like Judas. If you can find that redemption that Jesus spoke of. Redemption meaning you're redeemable because you never committed the first sin. You were born into it. That makes a big difference between you and Adam. Right? Makes a big difference. You're born into it, so you lose it. And who could you? So that's fair. But the trouble is, what violates you is God inside you and sitting there unholy in the place of the holy. And then you tend to, because it's unholy in the place of the holy, you can't serve two masters. You can't be nice 1 minute and not nice or bad, broken in the next. It's a state. And so you'll stay in that state, in a hypnotic state, and whatever religion you're born into, whatever country it is, you'll adopt, the sickness will be the same, except the tyranny in that country and most countries will be worse. Only in America. America is the only place. And I came early to America. I came to America, God knows, it was 66 years ago. It's not the same place. It was down south, it wasn't good. But then that changed. It changed. There was marches. Martin Luther King, get it. But you see the black Americans are back in the plantation of money. See, now they're right back there, and guess what? They're Democrats. You can't get away from them, don't you see? You are addicted. So, in other words, the word Democrat, if you've been violated as a slave. And you were, your forefather. It will. You're not too far from that slave state, with the kind of rhetoric that's going on in this country today, and was ratcheting it up. We're not too far from, you know, Selma. We're not too far away from that. And so, therefore, people being born out of wedlock, you know, people slowly but surely. The slavery went from the south to the north into the inner cities, and it's like post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like post-traumatic stress disorder because it's generational. So it takes a few generations for you to be free. Honor your mother and father, that days may be long in the land the Lord thy giveth thee. Yes. And so it goes to the second and third generation. but showing mercy to those who keep my... See, it goes through the generations. So you got generations, and you got the word Democrats. And guess what? In the North, you got Democrat and Black Americans in the city being demoralized by them with soldiers called gangs, keeping you in line to make sure you become nothing and become dependent on his largesse, which is our taxes. You understand what I'm saying? It's like post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like, well, it's hard to say with the music coming up like this, but just the sound of things can set off your servitude, your behavior, your drinking, your drugs, your...
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everybody. I'm Roy Masters. Old geezer, getting on, but spunky and ready to fight for what's right and yield to nobody or anything. And no PC for me. No political correctness. Anybody, any American who's politically correct is not an American and not free. I'm here in America, and I became an American because I saw my own country, my own England, beginning to fall apart when I was there, when I was younger. And I looked at America, and I see John Wayne, and he became eventually one of my listeners and supporters. And so I looked here, and I said, This is my world, but it's not my world anymore. I don't know what it is. It's my world. I want to bring you back to what it was when I came here. But in order to do that, I've got to get you. I've got to get you back to what you were just after you were born, 2 or 3 years old. You can become like that little child, but with a big body. The little child could see clearly, but he couldn't fight. It was too dependent. The forces were overwhelming. So I say to you, it's not your fault. See, the difference between you and Adam, he willfully did it. And every Adams would do the same thing if you made him. Lots of them. But so God in his wisdom knew that you had to have evil. There's no virtue without temptation. There's no claim to virtue without temptation. So you come into the world and you get tempted right away and you lose. And the unholy sits in the place of the holy, and you can't help but rebel or conform and have mental problems and social problems, and all of which nobody wants to cure, because as long as you're wandering around in the wilderness looking for this, you're getting drunk, the powers that be becomes the powers that will be more. See, so you have to fight back, but you have to find your innocence again. And that's called redemption, because you never committed the sin. And if you can realize you never committed the sin, but something made a home in you. So let me just go on with that subject my caller, Tony, here. Tony's been listening, and I spoke to it. How are you, Tony? Fire away. Yeah. Fire away.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've been meditating, and I'm just wondering if by meditating, will I get rid of this trying to please my customers? I have my own business, but I still find myself wanting to please people. I just not saying no to people.
You acquired that when you were small.
Well, my dad was pretty humble, and he was a good man. So was my mother. I love them both. So I don't see the connection. I don't see anything there.
Well, but the point, I can tell you that you inherit, whether you realize it or not, you inherit something from your mother. And your mother, and you can have two very nice people in the house, but no truth.
No truth.
No truth, no. If you want to get along with each other, the chances are, since you're born into this world broken, and you come into the world broken, everybody does. I can remember, but just let me jump forward a little bit to your question. I went into I'm a diamond cutter by profession. I'm a journeyman diamond cutter. And anyway, I went around the country giving my services and bring machinery into the fine jewelry stores and bring people in and seeing a son of a son of a son of a diamond cutter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I had a big business going. And then I had to stop. I got married. I had the first child, so I couldn't travel anymore and make good money. So I started to a business upstairs in the bank. And I was cutting diamonds to the trade, meaning old cut diamonds, you make them more beautiful and make them more valuable. And you make all the angles properly so they sparkle more beautifully, they're worth more. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I used to sell diamonds and did some business with people coming up. And one day, I was selling a diamond to a person, and I got very friendly with him, and he was very friendly with me. And all of a sudden, I find out that I couldn't ask him for the money. Because you can't ask your friends for money. And I felt the pull, and I overcame it. Whenever you feel the pull like that, whenever you feel the pull of obligation of any kind. I have a little girl, I keep using her. Her name is Maggie, and she called me up one day, and you may not have heard the program, so I'll repeat it, so it's worth repeating. And she says she's 9 years old, and she says, Grandpa, she calls me Grandpa because I know her family. She says, if somebody says wants to give me a present and I don't want to take it, is it okay to say no? I said, you feel the pull? She says, yes, I feel the pull. I said, that means don't take it. You're being tempted. Bad stuff. Then she calls me up 2 days later. She says, if it's my grandma wants to give me all these toys and I don't want to take it, is it okay to say to grandma? No. I says, same thing, but grandma may get very angry. Can you do this without, if she gets angry, can you stay calm and not be angry at her anger? She says, yes. And she did it. I said, your grandma might throw all the toys away and get mad and run away. Is that all right with you? She says, yes. Do you think you can do this? She says, yes. And she did it. And there's 50 people there when it happened.
Wow.
And she stood her ground, and she's been calling me ever since, and this little girl is going to grow and unfold like a flower. And you're a little boy in there. You need to learn to say no. You need to feel that pull and know that's temptation and back off. And say, do not go where the pull takes you, ever. And you become aware now. I've made you aware that there's a pull when something's wrong. And when that pull comes, you obey it. Goodbye to your life. You won't have one, ever. You follow me?
I got to say goodbye.
Say, goodbye. Listen, you got to be ready to take the consequence of saying no.
Uh-huh.
And you may feel like the rug is being pulled from under you. And so that will cause you to excuse yourself by saying, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Bullcocky. It's your feelings that... It's you're codependent on his approval or whatever they have for you. You can't go through life like that, my friend, ever.
I have.
I know, but you can't do that anymore. You must learn. The friends you lose, the two things will happen. The good friend will say, Tony, I'm sorry I was angry with you, but you're right. All of a sudden, you've got a real friend. Now, the other person who says, get lost, see, or the mother that says to the little girl,
don't hurt your grandmother's feelings. You know, she only wants to give you something nice.
Right.
See, that is not good. That is to cause the child to be an appeaser. And it looks like love. And the child is confused and lost for the rest of his life, like you are. See, your parents were too nice. One of them was too nice to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was that person too. Saying that.
Yeah, but you didn't have Roy Masters to talk to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the shape you're in.
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking to that little boy inside you. Don't you hear me talking to that little boy inside you? You're still there.
Yeah.
You can still hear me. You just forgot it. And so your programming has grown. So every time you don't say no, your big nose becomes bigger. You see, like
right.
Like the Pinocchio.
Right. And in my own business, I lose so much money.
Of course. You know? Of course.
My wife gets angry sometimes because
of course.
Wasting my time. My CPA accountant tells me I'm making $22 an hour, you know. I mean,
yeah, but you understand, don't you understand that you got Donald Trump. Do you see the magic he has? Whether he's going to be a good president or not, but it's something about him that is positive, and you're not going to mess with him, and you're going to get messed up if you mess with him.
Yes.
And he's not a bully. He's not mean. Right. He's not violent. You cannot get inside him. He'll get inside you.
Yeah.
I'm better at it. I'm better at it than he is because I understand the game better. He does it without knowing he's doing it, but he's got that quality. He has not lost it. He's grown very skilled in the way, but it's not a skill. It works as a skill, but it also works with humility so that there's no skill involved on my part. I can't help but be who I am. And he can't help being who he is. And when we connect to each other, the abuser collapses.
Will the meditation help if I keep meditating?
Of course. Well, it all depends upon the inclination of your soul. Do you like the way you are? Or are you willing to lose? Listen, you're losing more by appeasing than you will lose by standing up, standing your ground and say, no, it's not tonight, Josephine. See?
Right, that's what my wife tells me. Yeah, I'm not, yeah, I should say no. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you see, I hear it. I should say no. Well, I don't know what you say no to. I don't know what you're saying yes to, but you have to be consistent. In other words, every decision you make has to be flawless. In other words, has to be done with courage and knowledge of forethought, with an understanding that this is not right. It's a matter of right and wrong. And it's not a matter of who. It's whoever and whatever. And if you can lose your business, if you can lose your friends, whatever your wife will divorce you.
Yeah.
You still, you don't say go ahead and she's angry. Don't say go ahead, I'm going to divorce you. And then she does it first. You don't want to give it. You still hold your ground and say nothing. You don't always have to say something. You just hold your ground and let them yell and scream, and then pretty soon they calm down and see how stupid they are, and you are untouched. You have to learn to be the untouchable. In a good way.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. 800-866-8883. I'm just looking. I was primed tonight to do a whole program all by myself. But I'm glad to see people calling in. So, because I got lots of things to say, as you know. Lots of little pieces. And if you get some of my books, you know, I don't expect you to study them. I just want you to read it. Oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. And then the Bible opens up. All of a sudden, I show you how to. Oh, I see that too, but you don't have to commit it to your memory. It's a real thing.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right. So just, ladies and gentlemen, just very quickly, I don't want to nag you, but it's important. This is not just a radio program for money. I don't earn anything. I can't even pay myself. I have a little business, and so I don't take a salary from the foundation. I haven't for the last year. There's a big recession going on. But we need support. You don't have to give a whole lot. Go to fhu.com/donate. Or go to my website and make it the center of your listening. Because many of you just hear it 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. And odds and ends, you don't hear everything. Some stations carry it directly after the main talk show host, but mostly not. So all you need is to hear it every day, Monday through Friday. You go to fhu.com, and you can download an app for your Android and your iPhone, and you can hear me anytime you want. See, and you can call in. And you can listen to the archives right across. You're driving across the country. You'll never get to the end of all the archives. And you can't help but be spellbound by the in a good spellbound, in a positive way. To, you know, not the spell of the world, the stink of the world, but the salvation from the smell of everything. And so don't be afraid, because as you become a better man in America. See, a lot of people, by the way, don't like me, especially on the left. Now, I don't like them either, but I don't hate them. And they do things that are very hateful to me. They've kept me for 50 years, 55 years, kept me from me being successful. You hear terrible things about me everywhere on the internet. They do put all that stuff in. You have to decide where I'm coming from, because I know how to... You know that these the mainstream, you call them mainstream media, they're all broken people, intellectually broken, spiritually broken, all intellect and no common sense. And you have no common sense, and you've got all knowledge and no common sense. What you have is the dark side. See, and that's what nearly all of those people are. There's possible redemption if they listen. They hate me like poison. And so you could be hated. So don't be afraid. In America, when I was in America in the early days, wasn't like that. But as I grew in strength and wisdom and developed and understood the art of hypnosis and there's no such thing as hypnotherapy, by the way. The state you're in is a hypnotic state for the rest of your life. My wife is just coming out of it. She's 60. She's 83. She's just coming out of it. She hasn't been living. She didn't know she wasn't living until she started losing her memory. And then she began to. Then she was ready to wake up. But she'd been lost all these years. But on the surface, she's been a nice person. But deep down inside, she was codependent. And fragile. That's what I saw about her. And I knew I could save her. Actually, it was intuitive. I think I married my wife to save her. Because I saw something good deep inside, and it's there. Even when it's 83. I've been 63 years married now. And I'm just alone with her and helping her along to make sure she sees it, and she's beginning to see it, thank God. All right, now we're going to go. Ryan, go ahead. I didn't mean to babble like that. Sorry, I get lost sometimes.
All right.
What can I do for you?
I talked to you a few nights ago.
Yes.
And you asked me to call back. I did the meditation. It seemed to help. It's hard to let it absorb. I have a large family, so there's a lot of noise around.
I don't see how that would stop you.
Yeah.
You could sit in the bathroom without anybody disturbing you for 7 minutes.
And they won't know what you're doing. I was able to feel the sunlight, and it felt good.
You mean the inner light?
That's something that I hadn't noticed in a long time.
It's an awakening. What I'm doing is helping you to awaken from your hypnotic trance that you lived all your life. Nearly every person, every race and color and creed, come into this world and are broken immediately. They come into the world by the culture. They're born into the sinful, the broken culture, full of ugliness and cruelty and fake love and perversion all around. You can't help it. And even the nicest parents who are decent, know right from wrong, go to church, go to synagogue, it's still in them because they're pushing, instead of being representative of faith, they verbalize it in language and teach them as a mechanical person rather than an intuitive person. My job is to help you to find that nature within you that will spring up all by itself like a small plant into a big plant and spreading its leaves, more and more leaves, so that it can suck in more of that sun inwardly, like that. And it never stops. It's eternal life. And it begins in this life. See if you're fitted out into the other one, because you only have two forces at work, stress and temptation. And if you yield to that, you become transformed downward, transcending. It's an evolution, not an evolution. Evolution. It means the stress that you absorb and it titillates you and upsets you will put something in you so that whatever the trauma is, whatever it culminates to be a trauma, the smell, the look, the color of it, will act as though it's happening all over again. Excuse me. It will act. The color, the smell, the circumstance, similar. It will act as though you're being hammered, as though it was the original thing happening to you. It will act like that, and it will strengthen its hold on you, and so that almost nothing will destroy you. See? So this is a hypnoidal state. And so that temptation, when the Lord's Prayer says, deliver me, deliver us from temptation. See, how does it, let me see, how's it go? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us this day, but so on and so forth. And our daily bread. And lead us away from temptation. It shouldn't say, it's translated incorrectly. God does not lead you into temptation. Lead us away from temptation. That's a bad translation. All the Bibles have got the bad translation. It's obvious God doesn't lead you into temptation. Lead us not into temptation is stupid. Lead us away from it. And deliver us from evil. There it is right there. It's temptation is hypnotic. So when you're in an overpowering person, you will yield to them. That is a hypnotic state. And when you're angry at the person, it can be they can put their nature inside you, and you could then you may not do what they do, but you may make others do. But what was done to you, you do to somebody else, and therefore you take the place of that person. If you're not the appeaser, you're the bully. You can't avoid it. Nobody can avoid it. Nobody, except those who find redemption.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a Cure Stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ryan, are you still there?
I am.
I hear in your voice some kind of disappointment. You give silly excuse your family's around you and there's no time kind of attitude. You when you meditate, you don't meditate for something. You meditate, hopefully, the meditation let me just say it again. Most meditations offer something. And they offer to take away the anxiety, they take away this or that. And so this meditation requires a different inclination. It requires a certain something that you've had for a long time inside you that talks to you every now and then without language. And you don't speak of it. And these are the words, if you could put them into words. Are you ready for these words?
Yes.
Okay. What's life all about? That's it. That's all. Way back inside you, ever since you were small, it's there. And you live out this dastardly life that you've inherited, this family that you've inherited, all the craziness, all the perversions, all the mistakes you've made, all the sins you've committed, all the things you gave into when you shouldn't. This all piles up into you and makes you a different creature, twisted, broken, sick, demented, crazy, or appeasing, going along, get along, no life. This life is going to test you. And the only way you can survive the test is if you have in your head a long time ago, but it comes to you every now and then, maybe a year, 2 years go by, and you don't think of that, but every now and then it's there. And that is what you want to know. You want to, that so, there's a code in that that is compatible with redemption. So you ask for nothing, be still. That's all, you go to your Bible that says, right, that be still and know I am God and nobody else is. And you ain't for sure. See? So when you get angry, you judge, you're playing God. When you forgive somebody, you're playing God. You're caught in a dangerous tangle. Either way. People put me on a pedestal. It's dangerous for me to accept that pedestal. But they put me on a pedestal, therefore I can't help them. Because I ain't God. But God that can act through me, but if I help you, it's not because it's me. It's something moving through me. And if you can see something moving through me, through my voice, I have a bad memory. But when I get on my radio program and I'm helping people, I'm fluid. Because I'm not consulting my intellect. My intellect goes away. The intellect is feeble. My brain is feeble, not strong. But the words are there. I can't remember people's names. See, I don't know what time of the year it is. I got lots of little problems that it doesn't matter to me. The only thing I care about is what the purpose is. And those things happen, come at me one after the other all day long. I see them, but normally you don't see them. When you do see them, you overreact to them, and then you bury it. And then another one happens, you make another mistake, and another mistake, and another mistake. And you keep pushing them down, you don't know what to do, you take your frustration out on people, or you bury it. And so if you want to find the meaning of life, if it's there inside you, then you can hear me calling you. You can hear something in me, through me, calling you, saying, sit still, don't ask for anything, that all you want is to know what's my life about, please. That's it. Whatever. I'm waiting. Are you there?
I am.
Yes. See, I know, but I'm just saying, he's just saying this is part of my dialogue to you. If you'll just sit quietly, and I know exactly how it's done. Be still and know is a great mystery to every Christian. There's all forms of meditation, and none of them work. You get caught up in the hypnotist who's the teacher. I'm not going to be a teacher. I'm going to bring you to the teacher within you. And he's speaking through me to you. And you can recognize it. And because you can recognize him in me,
He is now in you. And so you sit quietly now and meditate. Sit quietly. And don't expect anything. Don't expect anything. Be surprised, surprised. Wait. Okay? That's all I can tell you. Nice talking to you, Ryan. I hope it's been helpful.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, we've got a mic is coming up. I just want to say something. Mike, hold on just for a few minutes. I wanted to finish something I was saying before. I'd written it down, so I will just get through it. It's only a few, three or four paragraphs. Who invented vampires was a very good student of human vulnerability, because the process I was describing earlier in the first hour is an analogous to the vampire's mystique. In every detail, when you're bitten, you give up your lifeblood, the spirit, the energy, to the vampire. Eventually, metaphorically, you die and come back to life, but not as the same person, but as a vampire doing to others what was done to you. So you can't do to others as you would have them do unto you. So you have become imprinted with the vampire's identity, nature, and personality. You as a bully thirst for power, and you know that your new instincts, with your new instincts, how to get it. To take care of, though, of knowledge of such things that you get from books to save you from all this is all worthless. The soul must be made compatible with the demoralizing carnal knowledge. It must bend its neck to the evil vampire and accept its identity in exchange for the blood. You have to forfeit the life force of good for the evil knowledge of how to gain power through the enslavement of other people. The way to power has always involved a military-style chain of command. The more powerless you are before those you hate, the more powerful you become over those who hate you. You may call it the law of human predation, but if you have thus embraced and become compatible with the dominant evil knowledge, you'd be sure it was because of a violation when you were born. Soon after that, a secret trauma, a hypnotic trauma, it's hypnosis, there's nothing more than that, planted in your early childhood. And so the noises, the sounds, the squeaks, the screams, the colors, the circumstances will arouse in you, that keep it alive in you. Just the smell of it, the look of it, the sound of it, it reinforces in you as it was really there, and it isn't. So while you are powerless in the world of adults, all you could do is to keep the seed watered and fed with the smoldering resentments. But like it or not, you're gradually becoming the other you. And the not you that you think others have become defensive by those things. Let me say it again, because I'm reading it. Like it or not, you are gradually becoming the other you. The not you that you think others, well, that's not good, so I'll skip that because I was reading. Anyway, by the time you reach puberty, I wrote this today, so it's not perfect. And normally I don't read anything, I just do my show. By the time you reach puberty, it can become to full bloom as a fully fledged predator or prey. That's it. That's all I want to say. So I didn't say that well. But you see, predation. You're the victim or the victimizer. And as the victimizer, you take the life of the victim. And if the victim has two choices, he can give his lifeblood and die from cancer or something. Life force, you feel tired and exhausted, and you take pills, and you got all kinds of things happening to you because your life force and your immune system, your chemistry is all messed up. See, and the doctors are trying to fix you. They don't know what the hell they're doing, because this, all these sicknesses and diseases and suffering, they don't stand in isolation. It's a cause and effect, and effect becoming cause, and all these little things blossoming, and that you're treating every one of them. Some of you take 50 pills a day. There's no way to live, and that's because you don't know what, you don't understand the forces that are eating away at you. Okay, now having said that,
I know how to, I know, and you go to church, and you won't find the answer there. It's all about Jesus, yes, all correct, the Bible's all correct, but you don't know how to be still. That's it. And that was my journey, looking for what it means to be still. And I could give it to you in 7 minutes, just 7 minutes without any tutoring. I can show you how to sit still, and all of a sudden, you'll feel free. But you'll die daily, meaning the minute you start to wake up, you start to see your own faults, and they go away. And you're happy to see your own faults. You're not angry at your own faults, because being angry with your own faults made you sick. And angry at other people's faults, that's how they got faults in you, makes you sicker. So do me a favor and listen, go to my website and do that 7 minute meditation. Just 7 minutes. Now you can do the other one, it's a bit longer. But this one will introduce you and may be all you need, and it's no cost. And if you want to keep me on the air so other people hear me, that would be a good thing. That's all you need to do. Get better, help me to get other people better. That's all. FHU.com/ What's it? Donate. Yeah. FHU.com/donate. All right. And remember, wherever you hear this program playing in the middle of the night, on Sunday, Saturday, wherever it is, and it may only give you, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours. If you want to hear my program, make sure you go to my website, FHU.com. And there's archives right there. Or listen to Roy Live every night. Download it on your iPhone. We got those apps. And what's the other one? The iPhone and Android. Okay. So, Mike, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes,
did you understand what I was saying?
Yes, I was listening. I have problems with porn and like a bunch of. I'm in a relationship. I see that I'm a very like sneaky type of guy. Always. I see a lot of things that I do that you speak of, and I don't know how to change it.
Okay, hold the line. We're going to only just take a minute, and I'll be right back with you. Now I'll give you the rest of the hour. But let me go back to Mike here. It's more important. I just gave a commercial. That's good enough. You know where to go. So thank you very much for helping the foundation. We helped to overcome post-traumatic. I know how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. The psychiatrist can't do that. And I've distributed 100,000 CDs and about 600,000 downloads. It's not enough yet. And I've got to be around. I got to be there. I have to go to the VAs and finish the job. And you can't do that with Obama. You can't do it. So I'm doing my best. If you have a friend in the hospital, the VA hospital, you know, give him a phone, so, or give him a CD or something, you know, of the meditation, or tell him how to get it with his iPhone or his computer. Give him that. Let him have it privately delivered to his ears and say nothing to his friends about it until he starts to get better and saying, what's happening to you? You know, Mike, now go ahead. And then maybe I better go ahead to you. You need to get rid of your relationships. You're addicted to sex and you're an abuser. I want to ask you a question. How old are you?
26.
Okay, so I want to imagine you being a dad, a good dad. You know what I'm talking about? Can you imagine yourself being a good dad?
Yes.
Yeah? Not if you're shacking up with people, you can't be. You're becoming corrupted as you do that. Every time you do it, you get corrupted that much more. And the more you get, the more you want, and it's addiction. And so
and you're hurting that poor girl. And that girl is also, she needs love from somebody. She needs a man, but she needs a good man. And if you're a good man, you don't abuse her. You don't love her just for her sex. You love her because you love her by not giving her sex. And then she wants to give it to you. Say, not tonight, but Josephine, we're not married yet. See, and then you court her for a year or two, and you control yourself. See, I don't care what you do with it, but you control yourself. Now I'm gonna say something to you in just a minute that will follow on the lines of what I just said. Don't go.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, the program number is, this one is 8410. All right, now, Mike, listen carefully. I only have about 5 or 6 minutes with you, and I just need you to lend me your ear. I said you need to drop that relationship with all women, and especially with that one. And apologize to her for using her. Because this is, and I want to come back to the point I made when I asked you the question, how old are you? 26. What would you think of your little 18, when you get to be 45 years old and you have an 18-year-old daughter or 16-year-old daughter? How would you feel if some man would violate her and use her for his pleasure, as you are doing? Would you not hate that person?
Yes, I would.
Or would you be disturbed? So why are you doing it to somebody else's child? That child might not be wanted and have a bad father. And then, but look at you, you're taking advantage of the fact that she hasn't had a good father to teach her. And she's looking for a man, and she's hoping that she'll find love somewhere, and all you do is you people like yourself. I don't mean to be rude, and I hope you won't be this way anymore, but people like yourself will take advantage of her hunger for need for a man, and all she gets is abused, and you get the pleasure you can't control, and you get hungry and hungry and hungrier, and if she doesn't give it to you, walk away and find somebody else, or you become abusive. See that? That's all that's going to happen. And if you have a baby, then you got the problem of, abortion. That's horrible. See, all this stuff with abortion, everything, and baby parts, is like the Nazi Germany. It's not American. It's not virtuous. This takes a certain caring. It's not about you and your pleasure. It's the way you deal with this young lady. And I say that the whole thing about marriage, the relationship with young men and young women, should be virtuous. But right now, people you don't want to be like the two dogs, copulating in the alley and call yourself human. You can see that you're getting punished for it. The suffering will be unbelievable. Suffering for you, suffering for your children, whether they get born or not, is awful. Why don't you learn to apologize to your lady friend? Say, I'm sorry I used you. And she may get angry. So I'm sorry, but I can't do this. I still would like to be your friend. I still would like to take you to dinner and go dancing, but I can't do that anymore. I'd love to, but I can't. It's not good for you. I have to. It's not good for me either. But I'm more interested in doing the right thing by you. And you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes, I understand.
So why don't you just be her friend and apologize? And she'll look at you and she may be angry because she may be addicted to using you to get a little bit of pleasure. It's all about, so it'll be all about her too. But never mind, you're the man. And you should be the master of yourself. And so you, let's say she parts and walks away and looks for somebody else. Then you have, then you're alone, and women, you're probably attractive young men, will come up to you and give themselves to you. They get very, very, very intruding. They tend to be very brave or pushy about. And if you don't give her sex, she'll say you're just a homosexual or you know, that kind of thing. And you don't, and so you need to be, see, you need to be prepared to be accosted that way. And this is not tonight, Josephine. And you'd be called all kinds of names by the women who are addicted to men, using them, and because they've learned how to outuse you, see, and take advantage of your advantage taking. It's a horrible game. And so what you need to do is start now. At 26, you see it's not going to go anywhere. There's no future for you. There's no future for her. There's no future for us. So what say you to what I just said? What do you say about what I just told you?
I would like to do that. I would like to be better.
Then you meditate. I tell you what. Do you have a computer? Do you have an iPhone?
No. I have the old, I'm still in the, I don't fully come to work with the updated stuff. I still have like the old model phone.
Oh, I see. So I wish I had, I don't have, dear, I don't have the phone number for the, are you going to listen to me tomorrow night?
I don't know, I don't have the station down. I couldn't find the station down here where I'm at.
But you don't have a computer, right?
I don't have a computer.
Okay. I'll send you a CD.
Okay.
You have a, okay, can you use, does that work for you?
Okay, that'll work.
No charge. Just give your name to the producer, will you?
Okay.
And it'll be about a week to get to you. And then you can call me back again. All the information to call me back and to get in touch with me will be there. And you have the phone number, so you, because you called this evening, so hang on to that phone number because I want to talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to make you into a gentleman and a scholar. You have it in you. I know you do. You have that goodness. Else you wouldn't be calling me. Goodbye, my friend Mike. Gotta go now. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, do you understand the dilemma you're in from all the things I said in the last 2 hours? Okay. And that you need to deal with your violated part of your country, the left, they're very badly violated. You're going to have to learn to deal with all the insults and injuries to you, calmly, firmly. And they will feel it, because they feel it when they can't get to you. When they can't get to you, you get to them, and things turn around. Go to my website, fhu.com/donate if you want to. I appreciate it. Thank you.